You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. So good to have Francine Gianni with me, former executive director of the Department of Commerce. Megan Holbrook is here, senior vice president in the office of the president of Zions Bank. And Robin Scribner is my guest, co-founder and director of outreach for Tech Moms. I can't believe it's already time for the Iowa caucus, but it is. And some people are probably saying it's about time because we've been talking about this forever. And then we still have a year, you know, to go afterwards. But it's such a strange year politically to have many people in both parties wish that their nominee was someone other than the person it looks like it's going to be, to have the way that there are people running for second place on the Republicans. It's just a strange, and with all the court cases pending and not knowing whether those will have an effect on who we could ultimately vote for. Meg, will you forgive me if I start with you? How do you approach this election year?
Carefully. The other night, Governor DeSantis and former Governor Nikki Haley had what I would call a pretty intense debate. Now, there's a part of me that I'm really glad there's a woman on the Republican side that is running for president of the United States. And she also says she's not running for second place. But boy, you talk about discriminatory practices. She's getting it left and right. People would voice in not what she said, but what she had on.
Yeah, that's
women have it harder. And excuse me, but Ron DeSantis is wearing cowboy boots with 2-inch lifts. So, you know, let's talk about that.
Oh, that's so funny. Do you think that it's going to be Trump versus Biden again, Meg? Are you ready for a rematch of that?
Well, you know, the polls all say that, but I think there is a big silent majority in the country. They're really skeptical of what's going on. So I think there may be some surprises, not on the Democratic side. If Biden stays well, he is the nominee. On the Republican side, no telling. If former President Trump keeps his health, though some days I don't think he looks too well. And we'll see what happens.
I mean, a court may take them off the ballot. You never know. It's unlikely, yeah, I suppose.
We can argue about that. But the way the courts are going, everything is being pushed back.
But how do you see it, Francine, the Iowa caucuses and the race as a whole?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it from the Republican side, and I would sure like to see Haley, and she's, you know, she's close. I think she's doing better in New Hampshire, but I do worry that Trump has the numbers that he appears to have. But I think, like Megan indicated, I think we'll see some surprises. I'm not sure that we'll see what I would like to see happen to Trump, happen to him, but I would like to see some of the others kind of play out a little bit better. And I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping that the weather allows people to get out and vote. We'll see.
Do you have any hope for a third party candidate that would take a serious shot at it?
Yeah, I would love Governor Huntsman. And to be honest with you, I would love Senator Romney. And I'm probably going to get nasty notes about that, I'm sure, that I said that. But there are two people that I really have great respect for and really love, actually. And I'm sad that Senator Romney is not running again. I'm in the middle of reading his book. And I like those people that have guts. We'll call it guts.
Yes. Character.
Yes.
And you can send your nasty notes to me because I'm completely behind you, Francine. I think both those men would make magnificent presidents. Robin, how do you see the Iowa caucuses and or the whole presidential election coming up?
I love to see people who have guts and also have integrity at the same time. And I think Senator Romney showed that time and time again. And Amanda, I will be honest, I have been absolutely mystified for the last 8 years. I think many people have about what has been going on in our country. Like many people who are kind of more moderate, I'm more moderate leaning generally. I I watched with maybe amusement, then amazement, then horror as President Trump was elected in 2016. And still watching my friends and neighbors who I know to be wonderful people have so much support and regard for him still. The cult of personality has proven itself to be so strong here in the last 8 years. And so I, too, am hoping. Francine didn't say exactly what she'd like to see happen to President Trump. I'll let her keep quiet on that. But I have my own thoughts about what I definitely would like to see him go away and be removed from the political scene, because I think he's made it impossible to have any sort of rational, reasonable conversation about the problems we have in this country, because the culture wars are so ingrained and the extremism on both sides is so ingrained that it's really hard to see, to feel positive about this election coming up. And I'm facing it with some apprehension, Amanda, I'll be honest.
Did you see that video that was made called God Made Trump, where a narrator says that is describing former President Trump as a man who cares for the flock, a shepherd to mankind? And I saw that and I just thought that, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that, Robin.
So it's completely incomprehensible. It is. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous, right? So, Amanda, the one thing I will say about that, the article that talked about this, that interviewed a lot of high-level ecclesiastical and religious leaders across the country, Republicans, conservatives who are part of that caucus, I found it really interesting. And maybe I understood for the first time some of the support for Trump. Not the people who really believe he is God or really believe he is wonderful, but some of those religious leaders said, I understand that he is not a person of integrity. I understand that he is not a person that shares my values, and yet the work that he is doing is advancing my own personal goals for the country. And so maybe for the first time I understood that perspective. At the same time, I think that's misguided, because I do not know how you trust a person who clearly does not have integrity to actually follow through with their word and actually do the good that they say that they will do. And so I think that's a misguided approach, but I finally understood for the first time how someone who is truly a moral, good person could support someone who is clearly not, who has proven himself not to be in so many cases.
It's all about Dobbs.
Oh, yes, right, about
Supreme
overturning
Court
Roe v. Wade, okay. Right.
Yeah, people are arguing about immigration, which should be in Congress. The House has done nothing but bicker with each other. It drives me crazy. They should handle the immigration thing. It's technically not up to the president. And, you know, Trump must love immigration. He's married to immigrants. His in-laws were immigrants. So Congress needs to do something about it.
Amen to that. We'll take a brief break and be back with my guests here on A Woman's View. Stay with us.
Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.